Today we'll talk about daily trials. You don't want to miss this program. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hello there. Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. Got a good show today. We'll look at the daily mass readings for Wednesday of the 16th week in ordinary time. And then we will take a look at daily trials. Daily trials, these are part of the temptations that we struggle with each day. If we're not careful, they can get in the way of our holiness, right? I mean, they can cause problems. These daily trials, they can overwhelm us. They can cause problems for us. But we'll take a look at them according to the teaching of Father Anthony Paone in his book, My Daily Bread. I think you're going to enjoy it. The mass readings are really good today. And the most important thing is that you are here with me today, and I'm excited to be here. Been a bit of a busy day. If I sound a little brain dead, there is a reason for that. Even more brain dead than normal. I started the day out early today on the Sunrise Morning Show at 6:35 a.m. on the new segment that we are doing on the Sunrise Morning Show, which is Walking with the Lord. Anna Mitchell and I talked about the words of the prophet Isaiah, and it's funny, you're going to hear a similar set of words from the prophet Jeremiah in the first reading of today's show. But essentially what Isaiah said was, here am I, Lord, send me. You need somebody to go to the people. I am that person. Even though he, as was the case with many of the prophets, didn't especially feel qualified. I think sometimes that's the problem that we struggle with as well. The idea that we're not good enough. God can't use me because I have no skills. I'm not confident. I can't do anything. I'm just one person. We have a lot of excuses. You got to watch that, because I'm not saying it's always the evil one that gets in the way when you start to think like that, but he really jumps all over that. He loves it when we make excuses like that, when we say, I'm not good enough, and he's going to try to convince you that you really aren't good enough. Well, let me tell you, look through the Bible. Look at the people that the Lord has used to do his work. You are good enough. Look at the apostles. I mean, it doesn't have to go beyond looking at the apostles. When you see how incompetent they were, and yet how the Lord used them in such a great way, you should feel a lot better. And hey, look at me. If he can use me to do his work, I guarantee he can use you. So don't fall victim to that line of thinking that you're not good enough. You absolutely are good enough, because he's going to equip you. He's going to give you what you need. If he calls you to do something for him, he absolutely will help you with it. And that's important to remember. So offer that, and that's one of the points I made on EWTN this morning. Offer that prayer. Lord, here I am. Use me in any way you need. Any way you need me, you use me, Lord. And just wait to see what's going to happen in your life. I know it's a scary prayer, and that's what Anna and I discussed on the program today. It's a little scary to say that, because we don't know what he's going to do with us. But can you imagine the great things that the Lord can do in your life if you just let him? I'm sure you've seen some example. I know I have. And honestly, the more you do it, the more confident you will be to know that he'll give you the grace. Even if he puts you into a difficult situation, he's going to give you the grace to handle it. It really is a matter of trust. Get to know him better, and this really does get easier. So I started out the day doing the Sunrise Morning Show. Then I headed over to Philadelphia to Holy Spirit Radio to tape the August episode of Following the Truth. If you don't know, I record a show on Holy Spirit Radio, which is a Philadelphia Catholic radio station, and it airs on the first Friday of each month. It's a combination of music and inspiration. I use a lot of contemporary Christian music. So if you, and really the purpose of the show, we call it Following the Truth, which is the title of my apostolate. It's all about following Jesus, and the particular focus of the show is to deal with, to help those who are suffering in any way. Whether you're faced with doubt, whether you're faced with anxiety, whether you're faced with some sort of unsolvable, at least in your mind, problem, that's what I try to do on that show. It is all about bringing you hope. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out, Here's what you need to do. Just go to followingthetruth.com, which is my website. Look at the radio page, and you'll see a series of different links to radio programs that I do. Click on the one for Holy Spirit Radio, and it'll take you to the archived podcast page, so you can download any of the podcasts and listen to the shows that we've done. I guess we've been doing the program for about 2 years now. Or you can go directly to holyspiritradio.org to find out more about it. Following the Truth, it airs the first Friday of each month. You can listen online if you would like at holyspiritradio.org. The show airs at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday, and then the repeat broadcast is at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the following Sunday. But once the show airs on Friday and Sunday, it goes into the archive, so you can download the podcast at any time you like. If you have any questions, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. So now I'm going for the triple play of radio work today. Now I'm here with you to talk about some really good things. So I'm going to take a sip of my Mystic Monk coffee. I got my mug, my official Mystic Monk mug. It's going to be very hot within the next couple of days here. It was warm today, but it's really going up. I think we may hit close to 100 over the weekend, which for the Philadelphia, South Jersey area is a big thing. I think they were saying on the news we haven't had temperatures this high for, I think, 4 years. It's pretty incredible. So I'm going to get my ice water going. I will be ready for the heat. I hope you are comfortable tonight. I hope you got a good snack. I hope you are, wherever you are, I hope you're not dealing with any serious weather-related problems, because the heat can be very dangerous. We certainly want to be careful about the heat. Okay, so let's see what we have. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father now, and let's pray. Let's turn to Him and ask Him to watch over us, to help us, and to give us the grace that we need to continue walking the walk that will one day, with His help, lead to eternal life in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank You for giving us another day. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for blessing us in so many ways. Thank You for sending us Your Son, Jesus. Thank You for the gift of creation, nature, the gift of the human race, the animal life around us. I mean, we just have so many examples of Your love around us that we can observe every day. Father, we know how much You love us, and we thank You for that. We ask You to bless us. We ask You to protect us from the temptations that surround us. Father, we ask You to bless us and our family members, our co-workers, our fellow students, people we run into on the street, everyone that we encounter. We ask for Your blessings on all of these individuals. We ask You to especially help those who are sick, those who might be anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who may be dealing with addiction, those who may be suffering from financial difficulty or weather-related problems. Please help them all and give them the grace to deal with whatever they are facing. Father, we ask You to take our own personal intentions. Please accept them into Your hands and handle them for us. I give You this program. It's all Yours. I ask You to speak through me today. Allow me to step aside so that Your voice can be heard over the airwaves here on Blog Talk Radio. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to Your message. Father, we also ask You to bless our priests and our religious and our deacons. We ask You to increase vocations. We ask You to put an end to abortion. We ask You, Father, to inspire all of our government officials to follow Your law and to not stray from that law. And we ask for all these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, you ready to get started with the readings from today? In case you're new to the show, I want to welcome you. My name is Gary Zimak. I'll be your host for the next, let's see, what do we have, about 20 minutes left. We do this program. It's a 30-minute show every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You can also listen to the podcast on TuneIn Radio, and iTunes as well. It's free of charge, no matter how you do it. That's possible because of your generosity. You are helping me out with your donations, and I'm very thankful for your financial support. Of course, you could always contribute financially to this program by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Donate tab. Another way you can do that, and this has been very successful lately, so I really thank you for this, is if you're someone who shops from Amazon.com, if you would kindly just, instead of typing in Amazon.com in your browser, every time you want to shop at Amazon.com, just type in followingthetruth.com, and on the right-hand side of any page of my website, right in what they call the sidebar on the right hand side, you'll see an Amazon image. Just click on that image. What that does is that takes you into Amazon.com just the way as if you would have done it on your own, but it flags it as coming from my website. What does that mean? That means since I am an Amazon affiliate, any business that gets directed to Amazon from my website results in a little bit of a profit for me. That is a huge deal. It really does. That adds up, and that doesn't cost you anything extra. You still get the regular prices. I don't get to see what you purchase. All I know is that profits come up from your purchases, and which I think is outstanding that they do that. So I'm grateful for that little bit of help. And the other thing is for, and I know sometimes during the summer the purchases are down, but for your coffee purchases, if you would consider purchasing Mystic Monk coffee from the Carmelite monks who live out in Wyoming, and using the link on my website, and again, it's either right above or right below the Amazon image. If you do that, I get a profit from that as well. So these are little ways that you can help me financially to provide this program free of charge and to keep my full-time ministry going. So thank you for that. Please keep that in mind. Also, remember, total consecration to Jesus through Mary begins here on September the 4th. We're starting on a Sunday this year. We go 33 days straight, weekends included. We do 15 minutes on Saturday and Sunday. The rest of the shows are 30 minutes. This year, all new. This is completely unique, this total consecration preparation. This year is called, I call it the best of the best. I'm using several different sources, going to compare these preparation materials with the instructions written by St. Louis de Montfort. And I'm going to come up with a version that has never, ever, ever been used before. The materials have been used, but never a combination like this. And I think it is going to blow us all away. So I invite you to participate, whether you've made your total consecration in the past and you're renewing it this year, or whether you are making your total consecration for the first time. Stay tuned for more info. It's not going to cost you anything. You're not going to have to even buy a book this year. 30 minutes a night, 15 minutes on the weekend. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. Mary will help you get closer to Jesus than you ever thought possible. Stay tuned for more on that. All right, let's do some mass readings now. We're starting a new book for the first reading. We're looking at the beginning of the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 1. Doesn't get more at the beginning than that, does it? The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, of a priestly family in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin. The word of the Lord came to me thus: Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. Ah, Lord God, I said, I know not how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord answered me, Say not I am too young. To whoever I send you, you shall go. Whatever I command you, you shall speak. Have no fear before them, because I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord extended his hand and touched my mouth, saying, See, I place my words in your mouth. This day I set you over nations and over kingdoms to root up and to tear down, to destroy and to demolish, to build and to plant. Now this is the commissioning of the prophet Jeremiah, or the call. He's being called to be a prophet. And of course, what does he say? I'm too young. I can't get the job done. And what does the Lord say? The Lord says, Jeremiah, I have picked you out to do this. I knew you before you were born, when you were still in the womb. Listen, that applies to each one of us. That doesn't just apply to Jeremiah. The Lord's got a mission. It might be not as big as Jeremiah's mission, but he's got a mission for you. And you know what? It's all important. Anytime we get a chance to share the Word of God with those around us, it is a big job. And He will equip you for what you need, as He did with Jeremiah. He said, I'm going to put the words in your mouth. And what does that mean? That means that you and I, the first thing we need to do, once we recognize that we have a relationship with the Lord, once He becomes real in our life, and of course He's always real, we're always in a relationship with Him, whether we know it or not, but once we become friends with Him, once we respond to His offer of friendship, and get to know Him and begin to love Him, then this is what happens. Then we start to change. Initially, we get into our relationships with the Lord for a lot of times for selfish reasons. I know it's happened to me. It has happened to many other people as well. And that's generally the way it happens. And the Lord knows that. But then we move away from that and we get beyond it and we start to say, well, Lord, what can I do for you? What do you need me to do? And that's when He gives you a mission. It doesn't necessarily have to be a huge, big mission where you're going to a foreign country. But anytime God calls you to do something, there is always an element of fear involved. Because what He's going to do, He's going to stretch you. Your job is to turn to Him and to ask for help and to believe that He will give you the words. So you got to study your faith. You got to study what the church teaches. That's why I have a show like this, because I want you to know what the church teaches. I certainly want you to get to know Jesus Christ and your Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. That's all part of this. But that relationship with God leads you, or should lead you, to want to learn more about the church that He founded. And that's what you have to do. You have to make sure you're doing some spiritual reading. You got to read your scripture. You have to study the catechism. Take it in small doses. You don't need an academic degree. You do not need a theology degree to love Jesus and to share Him with others. He knows your mental capacity. He knows what you can understand, what you can't. I do not have a theology degree. I used to think that I'm not smart enough to love Jesus and to proclaim His good news. That's what I used to think, but that's not true. He can use any one of us. We just have to be open, and we need to study to a certain extent. You got to do a little reading, a little spiritual reading. Listen to your old buddy Gary. This is what we talk about. I try to give you some knowledge here. And then, when you're in a situation where it comes time to evangelize, then you can count on the Holy Spirit to give you the words. But you're going to get the words, but the Lord expects you to do what you can, which means you got to do a little studying. You have to possibly do some reading. You have to pray. You have to get to know Him. You know, there's things you have to do. Watch good Catholic TV shows. Listen to good Catholic radio programs. And then the Holy Spirit can use that knowledge, help you retain it, help you recall it, etc. But don't ever think that you're not qualified to be a prophet. By virtue of your baptism, you are. You're called to share in the prophetic ministry of Christ, which means you share the good news with others. Psalm 71 is our responsorial psalm. I will sing of your salvation. In you, Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. O my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength. My mouth shall declare your justice day by day, your salvation. O God, you have taught me from my youth. Until the present, I proclaim your wondrous deeds. I will sing of your salvation. Go share Jesus with others. Go share the fact that He's your Redeemer. People need to know Jesus Christ. They don't know Him. A lot of people don't know Him. They need to know who He is. That's up to you and to me to get that news out there. Today's gospel is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around Him that He got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And He spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. When the sun rose, it was scorched and withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. We all know this parable. You want to make sure that when you hear the word of God, when you hear the message, either coming through sacred scripture or through sacred tradition, such as through the church teachings, the catechism, Vatican documents, etc., that you are fertile soil or rich soil, so that you're going to hear the word and you will be able to act on that word and really let it affect you. How do you do that? How do you become rich soil? Well, you need to make sure that the Holy Spirit is working in you. Yes, if you've been baptized and confirmed, you have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you're all set. But it doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit is moving in you. You could be having so much junk going on inside of you that you're ignoring the Holy Spirit. You're not letting Him work. The very first thing, and I've been talking a lot about this, but I believe in it very strongly, is to be open to the Holy Spirit in your life. Three simple words. A two-second prayer, and I blogged about this on followingthetruth.com a few days ago. Come, Holy Spirit, and really mean it. Come, Holy Spirit, work in me. I am open. And work on your personal relationship with the Lord. Get to know Him personally. And again, that relationship exists. You have a relationship with Him. You don't have to do anything to get it. But what you need to do is work on your part. He's doing His part. You got to do your part. Not all relationships are created equal. You can have a relationship with the Lord, but it might not be a good one. So you have to respond. You have to make sure you're conversing with Him every day, both speaking and listening. And spend time in His presence. Eucharistic adoration is really powerful. Going to Mass as often as possible. It's very, very important, as is confession, because you need all the grace that you can get. So you start to do those things, and your soil is going to be nice and rich. And you will be able to hear Him speak to you better. And then what do? You do what Jeremiah did. And you get out there and share the good news. Somebody in your life needs to hear about Jesus today. I'm telling you that. It might be somebody in your household. They need to hear about Jesus. So go out there and spread the good news. Okay, man, I love those readings today. Really, really good stuff. Let's talk about temptations and daily trials. The book that we're using, and we do this on Wednesday, is My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Payone. He's a Jesuit priest. The book was originally written in 1954, but you can still get copies of it through the EWTN Religious Catalog, as well as Tan Books. I believe it's published by Tan Books now. This is a good little book. It was one of Mother Angelica's favorite books. It's powerful. It fits in your shirt pocket. I'm telling you, it fits in your purse. It is just a beautiful little book, and it's going to help you tremendously in your walk with the Lord. The way it works is we have a meditation that is written as coming from Christ. So this is something Christ could have said to you, and then we have a little reflection, and then it ends with a prayer. It's very simple. If you've been with me before, we've been using this book for a while now. But if you haven't, just sit tight. We're going to talk about it. Man's Daily Trials. I want you to picture Jesus standing before you and saying these words. My child, one who does not know my plan, might easily be discouraged by the trials of this earthly life. Life on earth is so short. Hardly ever is it free from grief and troubles. Men on earth are stained with many sins, deceived by many desires, enslaved by many fears, endangered by many snares, distracted by many curiosities, entangled with vanities, surrounded by errors, tired with labors, troubled by temptations, exhausted with pleasure, tormented with many wants. All right? So you know that. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Life on earth can be tough. Afflictions and sorrows are seldom absent. Now listen, stick with me. This is going to get better. But look, it's honest, isn't it? This book is brutally honest. You are surrounded by so many traps and enemies. Scarcely does one trouble or temptation go when another arrives. Often enough, the first trouble is still with you when others come. You may wonder that anyone can love this earthly existence with its misfortunes, bitterness, and miseries. Yet, in spite of all this, many love this earthly life and seek all their delight in it. And there's no question, if you look at the world today, people are just loving this life, not really thinking about any supernatural, spiritual element, but they're just loving this life. They want to make it last as long as possible, and oftentimes ignoring the Lord and just going for the pleasure. Yet my loyal follower can smile and be glad through all darkness and trials. He doesn't fix his eyes on the present trial, but on the main purpose of his earthly life. He looks beyond the present darkness to the horizon where the light of the eternal day will soon break forth. Then will you be freed from the miserable slavery of your unreasonable desires and selfish ambitions. Then will you find your perfect joy, your all-satisfying life. You will possess at last the true liberty of heaven without any hindrances, without pain of body or mind, the liberty which I alone can give. The simple message here is that you've got to understand the big picture. The big picture is this life is relatively short, and our goal in this life is to seek the Lord every day. And somehow he's around you. You've got to go out and look for him. You've got to go speak to him. You have to make time for him. If you don't make time for him, he's going to let you ignore him. He will let you do that. I did it for years, so I know that it's possible. Your job is to seek him out in prayer, through the sacraments, through scripture, through spiritual reading, and to have a personal friendship with him. It's possible to have a friendship with the Lord, but it's up to you to respond to his offer of friendship. He's already your friend. But for that friendship to be reciprocal, what has to happen? Right, you have to do something. But the Lord can grant you his peace even in the midst of problems. You just got to make sure you're reaching out to him. Something to think about. Life on earth is short and full of dissatisfactions and necessities. Yet God is a wise and loving father. Every parent seems stern when he is training his children. When they have grown up strong in virtue and firm in character, only then do they appreciate their father's wisdom and love. So too with us. We little dream how weak we are until we feel the call to ease, selfishness, and pride. We might never suspect what we really are if God had not given us a life of trial on earth. God made me for heaven, a reward I cannot even begin to imagine. He asks that I do what I can to be less unworthy of heaven by striving on earth for some of his goodness and holiness. Striving. See that? That's what we got to do. We got to strive for holiness. We can't do it alone. You have to do something, but you need to depend on the Lord. St. Paul reminds us, when I am weak, what? Then I am strong. And that's what we have to remember. We end with this prayer. My loving God, what good is it for me to think myself better than I really am? Lord, if it were not for my earthly trials, I might never have known how selfish and proud I really am. I thank you, my God, for giving me this chance to become in fact what I desire to be in theory. Actions are the proof of true virtue. Every trouble and sorrow on earth was placed here or permitted by your infinite wisdom. You know what I need to make me a truly holy man. Someday I shall thank you for many a trial which now weighs me down. Make me unselfish enough to follow your commands, whether my life be filled with prosperity or misery. Treat me as you wish, and it will be best for me. Amen. Pretty cool stuff, isn't it? If you can learn to seek the Lord, even in your trials, you're going to be very peaceful. You really are. Because right now, we often forget that when we're in the midst of our trials, that the Lord is there. He is there with us. All we need to do is seek him. Now, I am just about out of time. I want to thank you for listening to the program today, God willing. I'm going to be back here tomorrow. I hope you can join me as well. If you have any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And remember, as you're going through life, you're going to have trials. You're going to have problems. Jesus said that. This life will be filled with trials and tribulations. However, He is with us always. He's with us. We need to just find him, and he will be there for us. Okay, does that sound good? You have yourself a wonderful night. Thank you for tuning in. May God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.